Pod Quiz 1051. Hi there, and welcome to Pod Quiz 1051. Before we start, I would like to thank Stuart, who came up with the idea for round one this week.
Round one.
We'll start this week with a connections music round. There are four pieces of music to listen to, for which I would like you to tell me artist and title. And number five is the connection between them.
Question one. Candlelight, you and me, and a bottle of wine, gonna hold you tonight. Well, we know I'm going away, and how I wish it were so. So take this wine and drink with me. Let's delay our misery. Question two. Question three. Question four. Question five.
So yes, I'd like you to tell me the connection between those four pieces of music.
Round two.
Round two is on the Alps.
Question six.
Which mountain flower is native to and emblematic of the Alps, and is the subject of a song in the 1959 Rodgers and Hammerstein musical The Sound of Music?
Question 7.
The distinctively shaped Matterhorn mountain in the Alps, on the border between Switzerland and Italy, is the inspiration for which chocolate bar?
Question 8.
Which is the highest mountain in the Alps? Is it the Eiger, Mont Blanc, or Monte Rosa?
Question 9.
The mountains of the Alps were formed tens of millions of years ago by the collision of the Eurasian and which other tectonic plate?
Question 10.
Which 35-mile-long railway tunnel through the Alps that connects northern and southern Europe is the longest such tunnel in the world?
Round 3.
Round 3 is Famous Voices. You're about to hear five short clips of people speaking, and in each case I'd like you to tell me their name.
Question 11.
Well, if I may, As you know from real estate, there are some places that are never for sale. And having met with the owners of Canada over the course of the campaign last several months, it's not for sale, won't be for sale ever. But the opportunity is in the partnership and what we can build together.
Question 12.
Technically, Queen Latifah is the first female rapper to perform at the Oscars ever, but she didn't perform a rap song, so I'm the first female rapper to perform a rap song. So right before I went on stage, I'm like backstage and I'm really nervous because I'm like, oh my gosh, it's like everybody in Hollywood that's important is in this one room and they all about to be looking at me.
Question 13.
Why wouldn't you be comfortable, happy with someone in my position who's given 35 years service to his country, two tours of Afghanistan, and the threats and risks to my life? I was born into this position. I was born into those risks, and they've only increased over time, along with my marriage to Meghan. And the frenzy across media, mainstream media and social media that created.
Question 14.
Huge respect for Kyle's performance, and I love that version, and I watched it about 2 months before we started shooting. I've been fortunate enough to work on other projects that have had prior iterations with great actors in them, and I have huge respect for all of them, but when Denis Villeneuve asks you to do a movie and do his version of a movie, you forget all that and you make yourself as humble as the source material asks you to be.
Question 15.
Honorable members, choices are the hinges of destiny. And in a world full of adversity, Europe's destiny hinges on what we do next. Europe now faces a clear choice. A choice which will shape our work for the next five years. But it will also define our place in the world for the next 50.
Round 4.
The fun round this week is the natural world.
Question 16.
Which element makes up the majority of the Earth's atmosphere?
Question 17.
The hominidae are a taxonomic family of primates that includes humans. Name any existing member of that family other than humans.
Question 18.
Which animal has the longest known lifespan of any vertebrate species? Is it the African elephant? The Galapagos tortoise? Or the Greenland shark?
Question 19.
Which horticultural term refers to a plant that lives for more than 2 years, typically blooming and producing seeds multiple times?
Question 20.
What is the name of the specialized tissue in plants that transports water and dissolved minerals from the roots to the rest of the plant? I'll be back in 2.5 minutes with the answers after Message from the Law by Sick Alps.
I'm seeing a message from my mom.
And now, the answer.
Number one was Save Tonight by Eagle Eye Cherry.
Save tonight. Fight the break of dawn. Come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone. Save.
Number two was Albatross by Fleetwood Mac. Number three was St. Elmo's Fire by John Parr. Number four was The Birdie Song by The Tweets. And for number five, the connection we had Eagle Eye Cherry, Albatross, John Parr, and The Birdie Song. Eagle, Albatross, Parr, and Birdie, they are all golf scores.
Round two.
Round two was on the Alps, and the answer to number six, that mountain flower that appeared in The Sound of Music, was Edelweiss. Number seven, the chocolate bar that is inspired by the Matterhorn is Toblerone. Number eight, the highest mountain in the Alps is Mont Blanc. Number nine, the Alps were formed by the collision of the Eurasian and African tectonic plates. And number ten, that 35-mile long railway tunnel is the Gotthard Base Tunnel.
Round three.
Round three was Famous Voices, and the answer to number 11 was Mark Carney. Number 12 was Megan the Stallion. Number 13 was Prince Harry. Number 14 was Timothy Chalamet.
Forget all that and you make yourself as humble as the source material asks you.
And number 15 was Ursula von der Leyen.
Place in the world for the next 50.
Round 4.
The final round was The Natural World, and the answer to number 16, the most abundant element in Earth's atmosphere is nitrogen. For number 17, I asked you to name a member of the hominidae family, so if you said orangutan, gorilla, chimpanzee, or bonobo, or any subspecies of those, then you score the point. Number 18, the longest-lived vertebrate is the Greenland shark that can live up to 500 years. Number 19, the horticultural term for a plant that lives more than 2 years is perennial. And number 20, that tissue that's responsible for transporting water around plants is xylem. That's it for PodQuiz 1051. Thanks very much for listening. We have a couple of messages. The first is from Stuart, who came up with the idea for round one, and it's to Graham and Bob. He says, drive it, don't hit it. And happy birthday, Jacob. Ladybird and I love you. And that's from Morgan. You still have a few days left if you want to enter last week's prize round. The deadline is the 28th, please. Speak to you next week. Bye now.